7:41, Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Cannot wait for The Voice tonight. It is the top three.
Yes.
And our very own from Indianapolis, Josh Kaufman, performing tonight. Can we just give him the title already?
Why is he so good? Like, how are normal human beings born with a voice like that? That is insane.
Very good. Very kind, too, to join us from L.A. right now. Top three of The Voice. Good morning, Josh Kaufman.
Hey, how's it going?
Or should we call you Mr. Top Three? I don't know what to call you right now. Since you've been in the top three, tell us what the last week has been like for you, because I can't imagine how ridiculously busy it's been for you.
This week is definitely the craziest. I think it's just, you know, it gets down to three, and that's... Now the three of us have to fill up the entire show.
That's crazy.
There's more songs, there's more things to do, there's more press, there's like more of everything. So
yeah,
really long days.
I had such a good time watching you, of course, last week. The thing that I noticed, though, I'm like the fashion stylista person. You showed off the hair. You actually nixed the fedora. I don't know if you followed my advice and did give it to Adam Levine as a suggestion to cover up his terrible new blonde hair, but I was impressed. You mixed it up a little bit.
Exactly. No, yeah, I wanted, like, I mean, it's kind of like a back and forth, like, hey, do you like this, do you like that? But yeah, I didn't want to get stuck with always having that, so we switched it up a little bit.
Well, look, man, you got the locks of love, and I know this much. People are loving you on Twitter and Facebook and social media, on the TV. What's kind of been the craziest thing that you've experienced over the last few days, considering how busy you are now?
My wife and kids, when they were going back the last time, they were in the Denver airport, and somebody like was kind of watching and came up to them and like, aren't you Josh Kaufman's wife?
Oh my gosh. Oh my, was she like, what in the heck?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not the one who's supposed to have to deal with this.
No, it's one thing for you to get it, but you're talking about an obsessed fan when they already know what your wife looks like.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Josh Kaufman, you're in the top three tonight. And more on that, I know you have a couple kids. How have you explained this experience, or what are they saying to you, or do they even really know what's going on right now?
The oldest one definitely gets it. She's six, so like she understands what's going on. She thinks it's really cool, and you know, talks to her friends about it at school, and the school's been really supportive too, so that's fun for her. The other two, like, they just kind of like know, like, daddy sings on TV. I'm like, that's right.
That's awesome.
If there's a show, if your kids aren't watching The Voice and daddy perform and kill it every Monday night, what are your kids watching? I'm sure there's something else they'd actually like to watch instead of The Voice, right?
Oh, yeah. They probably would pick pretty much anything on Nickelodeon over The Voice.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's like, we love you, Daddy, but can we just turn it back on Nickelodeon already?
Can we just get some SpongeBob going?
See, why not? So are you finally going to follow Kyle's advice whenever you sing with Usher and do Yeah?
Yeah. Or nice and slow. I've been waiting on this, Josh. You've filmed me each Monday. I just wanted to get up there. I'm JOSHKAUFMAN.
Oh my god!
Sorry, I'm losing my mind. This is how excited I am for Josh Kaufman tonight.
We are ready for you
to
take this home. And how cool is that? As a side note, did I read this correctly? That your version of John Legend's "All of Me" actually topped his on the iTunes chart there for a hot second.
Yeah, it did. It did for a minute. We were right next to each other. I think I was number four and he was number five. So
how does it feel to be right on top of John Legend? You're one of the few people that can say you've been.
Hey, now, be nice. Seriously, man, you've come a long way. You know, I know we've talked about this before. You've gone from performing at the Wine Stable in Pendleton, Indiana, to now with millions of people watching you on Monday night. Congratulations. And there's no doubt in our mind, I know you don't want to jinx yourself, but I think it's time. The Voice title comes to Indianapolis,
yes.
Okay?
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, Josh Kaufman. Thank you. Watch The Voice tonight from Indy and in the top three. It's Radio Now 100.9.